You're listening to SBS News.
The second round of the French election takes place this weekend, with results from the first round showing a significant lurch to the right. Jean-Noël Ducasse from SBS French spoke to Dr. Romain Fati, a historian at ANU Canberra, about the possibility of a Republican front holding a united front until Sunday to stop the National Rally from forming a government.
The possibility of a Republican front, that is a coalition of leftist, centrist and moderate right, holding a united front to stop the National Rally from forming government, how likely is that coalition of the left able to beat the far right parties?
I think at this very minute it is likely, and I would say that's probably a 60% chance. So it is not extremely likely, but it is likely. This is because the landscape between the first round of the legislative election and the second round has evolved drastically, where we've seen many candidates giving up in order to provide their support to a moderate candidate that they think can beat the National Rally in their own electorate. This means that the National Rally is in a weaker position today than it was on Sunday night, meaning in turn that there were predictions that they would be able to get maybe 250 to 280 seats at the National Assembly, meaning that they would get a minority government. Now these projections are about 190 to 220. But what happens then if the National Rally doesn't have a majority, which I think it won't? Then you would need several parties to work together to form a government. And that's what people are talking about under the banner Republican Front at the moment in France. That is the moderate left, Macron's political alliance made up of three different parties and some moderate right-wing people. Now, these people haven't been working together for decades. Well, they have, but in limited ways. This Republican Front would probably work in Belgium, in Italy, in Germany, where there is a different parliamentary tradition. In France, yes, they may be elected, they may have the number, but whether they'll be able to work together is a different question. It might work for a few months and then implode, really. So whatever happens on Sunday, the 7th of July, in the ballot booth in France, will give us an indication of who holds the majority, but that majority may be tenuous and it may result in some degree of instability at government level until the 2027 presidential election.
From your observations, have you come across any generative artificial intelligence to spread disinformation during the campaign?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, yes, the Russians in particular, but that's a habit from them, really, have used bots and trolls on social media, and they are not the only one. Luckily, it is a very short election campaign, and their capacity to spoil the debates has been more limited than it has been in 2022, and in particular in 2017, where you know, there are countless articles and reports on this, on how the Russians in particular tried to influence the 2017 presidential election. So yes, you know, like every other democracy in the 21st century, we need to be very mindful and use fact checking, because there are people out there who don't believe in democracy, who want it to collapse, and we know who these people are, which gives us an edge, so to speak, in the way that we can monitor such behaviours.
Thank you again, Dr. Fati.
Thank you very much.